Hello, this is Ian Rothacker from the Georgia History Podcast, informing you on the effects of New Echota on Georgia during the Western Expansion. New Echota was the capital of the Cherokee Nation, which was founded in 1832. The reason for its founding was because they wanted to assimilate with the settlers moving west. The reason the Cherokee wanted to assimilate is because they saw what happened to the Creeks. The Creeks were the largest tribe in Georgia before the Cherokee attack and pushed the Creek farther inland. They assimilated with the settlers by making a syllabary, a group of symbols that represented syllables. The syllabary was created by Sequoia. It took them about 12 years to develop the symbols. The syllabary was used in the Cherokee Phoenix. It was a Native American newspaper, which is printed in English and Cherokee. Not only did they have a syllabary, but they also made buildings that made the newspapers and textbooks for Native American schools. Other buildings included libraries and courthouses. They also had a constitution, which is comparable to that of the United States. Furthermore, they also had a government similar to ours. The Georgians wanted their removal of the Cherokee because they found gold in Dahlonega. In the summer of 1829, over 10,000 miners opened up the Cherokee land. Not only did Georgia legislature pass a law that some Cherokee land under state control, declaring Cherokee law null and void, and refused to give their right to gold on their land. The Cherokee's last hope to keep their lands was the Worcester versus Georgia case, which is Georgia legislature passing a law that forbid white people from being on Cherokee land without an oath. Worcester and 10 others refused to sign the oath because they were jailed in March of 1831. They would later be freed and jailed again. Worcester and Elzer took their case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Marshall wrote the decision that the Lawrenceville Supreme Court could not stand because Cherokee land was not subject to state law. Worcester and Elzer were freed, but Lawrenceville Court refused. Even President Andrew Jackson refused to honor the Supreme Court order. The Cherokee were run off their lands, whipped, and even killed. Chief John Ross, which was the Cherokee's leader, made several requests for help. No help was given, however. In December of 1835, the Cherokee signed a treaty, declaring that the rest of the Southeast Cherokee land away. The treaty said that they had to move west and Georgia would give a little money and food for the trip. This would later become the Trail of Tears. Hundreds of men, women, and children died of fevers and sicknesses. By May of 1838, about 2,000 Cherokee had left. Chief Winfield Scott was ordered to remove 15,000 or more who refused to leave. During the summer of 1938, the army loaded several thousand Cherokee onto crowded boats which were dirty and the food was in no condition to eat. Nearly one-third of the group had died. A few Cherokee hid and escaped to North Carolina mountains. The rest made a long walk to Indian Territory. That sums up everything on New Echota's effect on Georgia during the Western Expansion. Thank you for listening to the Georgia History Podcast. This is Ian Rothacker signing off.